happens, I can't get, you know, I can't say we're starting 3 weeks from today, because what happens if I finish 2 weeks in 2 days, then there's 3 days off? Right. You become, this is the problem.
For what? To put up a sign?
To put up a sign when we're starting
soon.
Getting.
Coming soon.
That's not going to happen. That's not going to help.
Yeah.
I have to know when to come. They're not going to come every day to see if it's soon. Zuck the Mishnah of item. Kev Kuftai Zayinim Advez, top Mishnah. Beis Shama, Beis Hill, Imrim, Lo Shemanu, Bebomin HaKotzer, Ubeisim Medina, Ubeisim Shahoyim. Beis Hill says, in Einecha it's only believed in the following scenario. They were coming back from a harvest in the same country, and Kamaisim Shahoyim, like the story that happened. And Yerushalmi will say, again, we'll see in a second. Meaning like this. The basis that we believe in Ein Echad came about from a story. The reason Chazal decided to step in for an Iguna was because of a story that happened. And the question was, what are the limitations of Chazal? So Beis Hillel says the limitations are based on the story that happened. Things similar to that story, we believe in Ein Echad. And what is that story? A, it was Kutzer, it was harvest time. Tyson brings to Yerushalmi. It's very hot outside. People are susceptible to heat stroke. So it gives us reason to believe that the person died. B, it's Be'isa Medina, not far away. So these are things that will sooner or later come to light. Wasn't that far out that you'll never hear about it. Somebody comes and says the guy died in China. You'll never find out if it's true or not. Whereas if you find, or very rarely, whereas if they come and they say he died 25 miles away, chances are you are going to find out whether it's true or not. Like the story that happened. So Beis Hillel has a very limited interpretation of when an Ein Echad is believed. Amar lo Beis Shammai, achas habam min hakotzer, v'achas habam min hazeisim, v'achas habam min habotzer. We don't care if he's harvesting grain, or olives, or grapes. V'achas habam min medina l'medina. That was the story. Therefore, it started with that story. The ones that believe in Ein Echad, it's across the board. There's no limitations on it. Chazur Beis Hillel, Lahiris Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel changed their mind and said Beis Shammai is right. Rashi. They were more Mekal. Rashi. Ababam and Akatsu Shakacha, Yamaisik, the Minna Kaman. Letiru Chachamam, Dugmasai. That the thing happened close. Therefore, Mirchus of Alem Shakra should be afraid. And this was talking about a woman herself coming to testify. This is the first takana. Yesterday we mentioned there were two takanas. One for the woman, one for Ein Echad. This is for the woman. And she's afraid. Abimdina Sayyah made in the menace. But if she came from a foreign country, we wouldn't trust her. Now, if you notice, Rashi doesn't concentrate on the kutzer. Rashi concentrates on the distance. Tysus brings a Yerushalmi and says Katsir was also a factor because it lends itself to believe that people will die because it's very hot outside during the time of Katsir. Rashi says the beginning was that she's only believed in a close area, not further away. Rashi doesn't. What?
Yerushalmi agrees, huh?
Hold a second. Oh, the above just gives me music. Somebody's trying to call in, and it gives them music. I'll give you the number to text. 301. It's a new guy. 301-367-1181. I don't know why he can't get on. I thought I gave him
the number.
You
may be dialing the wrong number. You may be dialing the old number.
Dialing the old number? Maybe I didn't change the number in my phone. I gave him the 667-770-1390, pin number 625-357.
No, pin number 705.
So text him the old, the new number.
706-442.
What?
706-442.
Ah, that's why it didn't work for him. Okay. So please text them the number, please. 301. Did I give you the number? 301-367-1181. Somebody wants to try their show.
1101?
1181. Yeah, I gave him the wrong cup pen. Tell him, because you don't have to explain it to him again. Thanks, man. Anyway, so if you notice, Rashi, again, the story happened by a harvest in the same area. That's when the Chazal believed the woman. They still said, we limited to the story. Beis Shammai says, no, it's not limited to the story. What part was limited to the story according to Beis Hill? Rashi says, we only believe the woman if she's in close area. We don't believe her if she's further away. Because in close area, sooner or later we'll find out, this is Beis Hill. And further away, we wouldn't find out. But Rashi doesn't say that we thought there's a difference between a harvest of grain and anything else. That wasn't a factor. Even according to Beis Hill, that wasn't a factor. Tosfos brings a Yerushalmi that says that's also a factor, because it was a weather pattern that allowed itself to believe a woman that her husband died, because it's dangerous out there in the time of Kutzer. So Rashi and Tosfos are arguing to what limitations Beis Hill originally put on a woman's being believed. Rashi seems to learn that even Beis Hill believed her as long as it was from a close area, regardless if it was Kutzer, Butcher, Zaytsev, that didn't make a difference. Tosfos learned that originally Beis Hill only believed her from Kutzer because there were a few factors going. A, it was a close area, and B, the weather was conducive, unfortunately, to people dying. So it's Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos here. Geider, Tamarim, Eider, Malaka, Teinim. These are, I'm sorry, I'm going by title. Allah Bahaiva. Yes. Beis Shammai saying it makes no difference.
He just comments on the
grand. That's not true. Dina Lumdina. Yes, there's no war here anymore. Again, she walked in and said he died. That's all she has to say. Once she said a robber, we get into the Gemara before. This story happened. A woman came home from a harvest. Said, my husband was out harvesting 20 miles from here, and he died. Chazal believed her. They believed her because it was a close distance. I'm learning like Rashi now. And since it was a close distance, therefore they believed her, because it lends itself that we'll find out, and therefore we trust her.
Why is Rashi important?
Because Rashi does not see a difference why grain harvest should make a difference. Titus brings
why
you.
Why did one mention grain harvest?
It's a great question, according to Rashi. It's a great question. I'm just pointing out what Rashi says. Titus brings you show me that differentiates because of the weather. Again, notice Rashi. Oh, it doesn't talk about what happened. He just says close area or anywhere. That's the Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hill, and Beis Hill came around to Beis Shammai's way of thinking.
Rabbi says the example said she came in and said, you know, that it's hard season and she died.
Right, she didn't have to pay harvest season. It was harvest season.
If she would say it was harvest season and he died, we go back to we had to.
Again, it's not a gay now. I don't want to go there. I just want to say she walked in. We know it was harvest season and dead and died. Something my time, I'm going to be going to you, and the Oxir Chitim. If you're going to go with the limitations of the story, you should say only when they harvest wheat. Meaning, Beis Shammai is saying to Beis Hill, you can't say that a Takanas Chazal was so limited, because if you're going to do that, limit it more. Only harvesting wheat. How about if they're harvesting barley? That's not the story. Very real a kaitzer biter a kaitzer. So he tells me harvesting grain. How about biter grapes? Maisik, which is Rashi says maisik I think is olives. Gider is gedates. Eider is figs. Minayan. Just like you'll admit to me that doesn't make a difference, admit to me that the location doesn't make a difference. In that country where people are around, he's afraid to lie. There's not such traffic, and therefore chances are we'll never find out she lied. And Beis Shammai's response is, there's still enough travelers. There's caravans. People do come, and therefore she's still afraid to lie. My Maisa Shahaya, what was the story that happened? Shufi Katzer Chitin Haya. It was the end of the harvest season of wheat. And 10 people went to harvest wheat. A person got bitten by a snake, and he died. That's the story that happened. Because Ishtar Medir Mebezin, the woman walked into Bezin and said, my husband died. And they sent, and they found that what she said is true. Now, one woman told you a story that was true, therefore we make it takana that every woman's believed? It was one story. A woman came in and said, my husband died. We sent and did an investigation. We found she's saying the truth. We said, you know what? Women are believed to say that her husband died. And according to Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel and Maskamra, even if they said he died in China. Not true. They investigated this case. They found she's saying the truth. So from then on, they said, we don't have to investigate. Women are believed. Tractatus, because you had one woman that said the truth, therefore everybody's believed. Tractatus, the deciding factor was nobody came to testify. Here's a guy that died 25 miles away, and nobody showed up to Bezin to tell that this woman is free. So they saw that we're going to have an ikuna problem because it's so close, and nobody came to tell us. We had to go find out. Well, after the woman told us, we went and investigated. They saw, this can't happen. There's going to be a major Iguna problem. Not every time can we find out. And if nobody is coming to tell us, even from a close distance, so you can't rely on the system of two Adam. It's not going to work.
But every other case had two Adam.
Yet, here is an Iguna problem.
I know, but every other case...
But here's an Iguna problem.
So... They
maybe that's how they investigated. Some people can't. They sent to that location and found evidence that it's true. Doesn't say what they found.
Could be
Adam. But they had to go look for the Adam. The Adam didn't show up on their own. So there was a crisis. They had an Iguna problem. They said, if we're going to wait for Adam to come, this poor lady would have been sitting forever.
What was the problem? According to Kasha, what was the problem? Was it a good problem no matter what, right?
Again. Tysus has a problem. How does one story create a takana?
Okay, and I'm going to say now it's still one story.
And Tysus says that story drove home to Bezin the point that you can't wait for two Adam. That's what I said. The story drove home to Bezin a point that if you're going to wait for two Adam, this woman, women are going to remain in Gunas. Because here, you had every reason to believe that Adam would come. It was 20 miles away. It wasn't far away. Let two Adam come and tell us.
But there were 100 cases that Adam did come. Even from far away, she would look for Adam. Obviously, that's the first choice. Get two Adam at five.
Where's the Tysus? Tysus Baishishab. Beginning of the Tysus. Zakrashi. So by Tisha Amru, I'm finishing the Gemara. Yisha Shamra by the Mesa Violet. She does the Mesa Violet. Rashi, the Devrakim Shatamai McCain, a Mesa Shoybin, an Angel of Chichitim, the Mesa Shoybin Chichitim, by the Kaman, it happened by wheat. Guider Tuarim Idemalakitain, the Makanami Lima did say, I'm Shofi Shoyb Chichitim, Shofi Lash Shalaf Ish removed, Shkaraya Katim Shtal of Iver. The harvest season was leaving. Period. Okay.
Right, Beit Shammai
says there are shayaris. It happens. There are shayaris. It takes a while, but there's shayaris. Meaning, all we need is a fear factor. We'll believe her, according to Beit Shammai, and Beit Shammai, the end of Mitz, agrees, because there is a fear factor. Not the same amount of a fear factor, but there's still enough of a fear factor. Again, this is not biblical. This is not biblical. This is a takana because of iguna. Again, we needed more than chazaka that she wouldn't mess herself up. We needed to have a fear factor in her lying also. Again, I spoke out yesterday. There were two takanas. One to believe the lady and one to believe in Erechad. To believe the Eid lady was a earlier takana than to believe the Eid Echad. Because the lady is one package. She's telling us it affects her and only her. And there's no independent anybody having to do anything. Eid Echad, there's not necessarily. She might be relying on the Eid Echad. So they had to make a new takana that we're saying that she'll make an independent investigation.
Separate takana.
Not at, well, call what you want. I don't see what the difference is. It was a machloikis later on, whether we believe in Eid Echad. We never had a machloikis about this. Okay, now the Gemara is going to do something.
The Beis Din has to be a local Beis Din. When they were fighting, they were fighting around. You said they took towards any Beis Din. So over here, Zafka, because the Beis Din was close to the Sfas Maisa, the possibility of helping, that's why they let her get married again. So if she went to a Beis Din 1,000 miles away, the chance of Adam ever showing up reporting to Beis Din would never happen. But over here, there's a fear that the Adam would show up eventually.
That's what they still said. And Beit Shammai said, there's always a fear factor because sooner or later people come.
In any place in the world? Or
that's what they said. Correct. They said any place in the world. Right. Again, I think we're missing the point here. Biblically speaking, you need to aid him. It's Takana made because of Iguna. The story that Takana was based on was a story in the neighborhood. Therefore, they still limited it to a neighborhood. And Beit Shammai said, no. Because the same fear factor, not the exact amount, but a fear factor exists even from anywhere else. Because you never know who can come from somewhere else. And they still agreed to Beit Shammai. Now, the Gemara is going to do something very interesting here. So I just want to give a little background so we understand it. The Gemara Chagiga, the Mishnah Chagiga, tells us, a Brisa Chagiga, that they made a takana. Nobody should carry the water, they used to have water drawn from Paraduma, Mayim Chayim El Keli, and ashes from a Paraduma. They mixed those ashes in the water, and they used to sprinkle on people that were Tamei Meis. And this sprinkling was done anywhere around Eretz Yisrael. This was not only done in Yerushalayim. Meaning people who lived in Tzfas, to go to a place in Tzfas, a location, where they stored water of Achatos, Mei Chatos it's called, fresh well water drawn for Paraduma, mixed together with the ashes of Paraduma, and get sprinkled on. You can do it in Tzfas, you can do it in Tveria, you can do it in Maron, you can do it in Tel Aviv, and in Haifa, and Ashdod, and Beersheba. They sent it around all Eretz Yisrael, water and ashes, to have use for Paraduma. Therefore, a person that became a Tamei Meis could become Tahar regardless of where he lived in Eretz Yisrael. Does that mean every village had it? I doubt it. But every area had it. It was not, you didn't have to go to Yerushalayim to get rid of your Tumas Meis. That's what happened. That was the fact.
Was it already mixed?
I don't think they mixed it. I don't know. I honestly don't know. Makes no difference. Well, there was a story. They once crossed the Yarden with the water or the ashes of the Chatas on a boat. And they found that the Keli holding the Mei Chatas and the Evra Chatas was directly over Exias of Emes, and therefore became Tameh. So they made a Takana, no moving ashes in water unless the person carrying it is on dry land. His feet are on dry land. He's on dry land. The boat can be on dry land. The animal can be on dry land. No difference. Only he has to be, because since that happened on a boat where they weren't on dry land and the person carrying it was not on dry land, they made a takana, no more carrying ashes of chatas or water drawn from chatas across anywhere else but dry land where the person carrying it is himself on dry land. That was the takana. Another man, the Amr, said, it happened in a boat in the Yarden. The takana was, in the boat in the Yarden, don't take it. Any other river, any other set of circumstances, there's no such gzeira. So what man, the Amr, limited the gzeira to the exact story. And what man, the Amr, said, we're going to make the gzeira, we're going to make it a much broader gzeira. So here you have a machloikas, where something was based on a story, and one man the Amar put the exact gzeira to the exact details of the story. And the other man the Amar said, no, but they make the gzeira, we're going to encompass anything that's similar to it. The Gemara seems to think this is the machloikas Beis Shammai Beisil. Beis Shammai says, we're going to have this takana, we're going to make it broader than the story. And Beisil says, no. This takana was made because of a specific story. We're going to keep it to exact parameters of that story. So the Gemara wants to make the two machloikas depend on each other. When you react to a story, do you react to the exact parameters of the story, or do you expand it beyond the parameters of the story? That's what the Gemara wants to do. The Gemara is going to get out of it, but that's what the Gemara wants to do.
So they tell us they're limited, but he changed his mind.
Well, before he changed his mind.
Yeah, but in one case he did. He's not changed his mind at all. Maybe the Guna case here, maybe everywhere else.
Again, we're just trying to say that this Machlaikas Leshah Mebezo is dependent on that. We'll see. Let's see what the Gemara has to say. Talk to Gemara. Name Reb Chananya ben Gamliel ben Akiva Rabbanon. The Pukta de Beis Shammai Beisil Kamifugi. Reb Chananya ben Akiva and Rabbanon are arguing in the Machlokes Beis Shammai Beisil. The Tanya. Vayisa Adam Mechatas Ve'Efer Chatas Ve'Avirim Be'Yardin Ubisvina. A person should not carry the water of Chatas and the ashes of Chatas and take it across the Jordan River in a boat. Vayamin Betzadze Ve'Yidzuk Betzadachar. He can't even throw it across the Jordan River because, again, it's not under the guy who's. It's not being held by somebody whose feet are on dry land. He can't float them across the water. He can't ride it on an animal because then his feet are not touching the ground. The animal's feet are. Or his friend. He has to have his feet touching the ground. The one holding the mechatas and the Efer Chatas has to be holding it with his feet on the ground. Abel, Mavir and Al-Geshev, can walk it over a bridge because his feet are touching the ground. Echad Yarden, and we don't care whether it's the Jordan River or Echad Shar Naharis or it's any other river. It's limited to the Jordan River on a boat, exactly like the story. They expand the gzera like Beis Shammai expanded the takana. Reb Chananya ben Akiva damer kibeisil that limit the gzera just like they limited the takana. Amar lo Rabbanan. So Rabbanan answer you. Ananda amin and av kibeisil. We can even say like beisil. At kan lo gomer beisil asim amishin lemerses v'machin kar merses v'machin rakin lay merses. You can't compare gzeras to takanas. That takana was based on fear factor. The woman's afraid to lie. She's only afraid to lie, but Malcolm Karev. She's not afraid to lie that she comes back from China. chances of being found a liar are very remote. That's why they still limited it. Not because takanas are made to the exact parameters of a story. That's not the reason. The reason is because when you make a takana, you think of the reason of the takana. We trust the woman. You can't trust her from a faraway place. You're making a takana that you have to be on dry land. What difference does it make if it's the Jordan River or if it's the Cuyahoga River? Because the woman's going to be very careful. The reason is that God expands. The whole thing is just a story happened. Not like this happens all the time. One time the story happened, they reacted with Xera. So, you're making Xera as a reaction to a story. This Takana is being built on a story, but the reason is because we see women are being careful, so we trust them all over. Rashi.
The Afir was in a bag that was...
Rashi says in a kli.
That had a hole in it?
No, it was over a mace. You know, in fact, if you just wait for three lines, the Gemara will explain. My mace is Shahaya. Was on the floor, and the keli, Rashi says, was on, which carried the mechatas, was on top of the mace. That's where it came from.
That's
the
you know,
it's
not
the keli's mekabel tuma. It's not like the tuma, no. Who, what? No, it was in Yamsuf.
Why would they be so concerned about the water?
I'm sorry?
Why would they be so concerned about just the water?
Again, according to the first Mandi Amites, even on dry land, if your feet are not touching the ground. Again, see, this is where the difference is. It's not because of a concern as much as it's because of a takana to remember how careful you have to be. That's what I think it is. Again, it has to be mayim chayim, okay? I guess it shouldn't be that hard. Correct. Yeah. Takana is... It's hard to... I mean, I wish my English were better. This is where the word... Zera is, you do something because of a fear. Takana is to improve something. One is a reaction, and you're afraid A will happen if you don't do B. And one is to improve a situation.
This is a
takana that we should shake lulav 7 days, even though we only have to shake it biblically one day. That's a takana, not a zera. Here was a gzera because people got ashes tume. We don't want that to happen again.
In this case, it's a gzera because it's more so gzera at the time.
It is a gzera because that's what we're doing.
Gzera, they want also gzera?
No, it's a takuma to make life simpler for igunas.
Okay. This should have broader halakhic ramifications.
What?
This should have broader halakhic ramifications if you analyze the reasoning of why the gzera was given.
Again. So according to the Rabbanon, the Gzeru was given so people should be more careful with Mechatas and with Apricatas. If this could happen, that means we're not being careful enough. So one of the other says they expanded it beyond. And one of the other says it was a very limited Gzeru.
You could end up with Kumars and Kulas if you... But where do you stop? You could say, well, it's only going to be this yardane in this situation, and the clean you're using has to be a hefty bag. I mean, where do you stop it?
Good point. I don't know. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Going across airspace on the water. I'm sorry. So it's only, I'll take it back. It's not on dry land. My mistake. It's only in water. So if an animal is walking through water, that's considered like a boat. It's not on dry land. The boat moves them. A boat can also be touching the ground. So an animal walking across the river is similar to a boat. Okay, so the same thing's on your friend. Your friend's walking across the river and you're on his shoulder. Not good. My mistake. Our gashers, the car smichti, it's like ground. And the keli was over the mechatz.
Is there like a space
that has to be something chaytz that's not makabel tuma.
The Jordan River was known to be a shallow river, specifically. So.
That's insane. What can I tell you? Dr. Mishnah Reiter. Okay, we move on now in our believing the woman in saying that her husband died. Beishamai says she should get married and take her ksuba. Rashi, tinaseh v'tituk subasa al piya. She should get married and take the ksuba by her testimony. She walks in, my husband died. We let her get married, and we let her collect the ksuba. Give the gemara chance to explain before we jump. Basil says, we don't give her the ksuba. Amulam Beishamai, so Beishamai said, he tied to every chamura will not your mama nakal will be matter the severe erva and not money. I mean, money is great, but we're being matter in H's ish to get married. For that we believe her, and to collect money we don't believe her. Amulam Beisil, Masino Shein Achim Nifnas Manachal Apia. We don't let her husband's brothers inherit him. Could have said his husband's children, makes no difference, right? We believe the woman that her husband died, we'll let her get married, but his property is not given over by Yerusha. We don't trust her to say her husband died and give the brothers or their sons now sole ownership of the land they can now inherit it. They're not believed. Amalem Beishamai, you're right, but not let me say for Ksuba, no machu kaisimla, but listen to the Ksuba. Shu kaisimla shim tenasi la'achar titli macha kaisim lechi. In the Ksuba it says, when you get married to somebody else, you can collect your ksuba. That's what the ksuba said, that as soon as you get permission to marry somebody else, you have a right to collect your ksuba. That's what the words of ksuba say. Therefore, she has a right to get married. Automatically, she has a right to collect your ksuba. We're not trusting your amamanus. We're trusting her to get married. But the ksuba said, as soon as you get a heter to get married, you get the ksuba. Chazur Beishil, Hayus Kedivrei Beishamai, Beishil packed back down and said, okay, she gets the ksuba. Rashi. Tinasa v'titu ksuba sa'apiyah by her own testimony. She'en ha'achim l'chnas l'manach l'apiyah, she'bay l'apiyah. They don't go in. Rachmano Amra Bishnai made them, v'l'gab ben Yisun, the Danu da'kil l'rabana, v'shubiguna, only for her own marriage. Tinasa v'achar, v'arei nisus, and she got married. What?
It said the brother, she had an
option. It could have been her kids also.
Talking about because if it was the brother, she wouldn't get the money either. If she had permission, if there was chalitza, she couldn't get the money.
Again, you could have said kids. It doesn't make a difference.
I understand that. We're in this development, so we're talking about
the council. Let's begin with Aitam Ram Chista. This Yadma, Yavama, Nichnas, Lanachla, Abia. A woman walks in and says, my husband died. There are no children. A husband's brother can do yibum. Meiz bailey tisyabim. That's what we paskin. She can come in and say, my husband died, and we let her brother do Yibum. Which is, by the way, a double erva. It might be Eishes Ish, and it might be Eishes Ach. It might be a double whammy. But we believe her. And he can do Yibum. Now he does Yibum. The Yavam Yarshin's his brother. We will let the Yavam take over all the possessions based on her testimony, which allowed Yibum. Why? Zoktram Chizda, Hein Darshu Medrash Ksuba. They darshan the language of Ksuba. Anu Loi Nidrash Medrash Taira, Yokum Hashem Elkab Amrachmana, Varika. The Taira says, you do Yibum, you take over its possessions. Tintit Yibum. They're darshing the language of the star. When you get married, you can collect the Ksuba. And they said, therefore, since she's believed to get married, she's believed to get money. Well, I'm darshing the language of the Torah. The Torah said, you do Yibum, you get his possessions. He did Yibum.
Hisham, I wouldn't argue on that point.
Why not? They're the ones that believed him for Ksuba.
I mean, I'm very happy that he could Yibum in the first place.
Why not? You believe him that the husband died. It's included in the Takana of believing a woman.
Oh, that's
an important
point. That's included in
the... Yeah, in the Meiz Bailey Tino, I say Meiz Bailey Tisiabe. Rashi. Benachla, Zocha Benachla, Ocher, because I'm Rabbi Chaylus, Hakayla Tisivem Toi, you marry your Vama, Zocha Benach Tisiabe. My Nan, though, is this Midrash Tire Bit, and you're a question mark. Zocha Gemara Vaiter. Now, you get an interesting Gemara now. I'm Rabbi Nachman. Boss Lebezin, a woman comes into Bezin, the Amrit, she says, Meis Bailey, my husband died. Hitiruli Lina, say, can you be matir me to get married? She's asking Bezin to let her get married. Matir and Isa Lina, say, we let her get married, the nice month Tzubas, and we give her the Tzuba. Because that's the consequence, right? She's not Tzuba Achar, it's a matir custom place. What if she walked into Bezin and said, my husband died, can I have my Tzuba? She doesn't ask for the right to get married. She asked for money. She comes into bed and says, listen, my husband died, I want my tzuba. So we say, Tnulu Ksubasi, Af Lahanasa E Matiri Noisa, my time I died to the Ksubasoi. She's coming to get money. And for money, we need witnesses. Now, the Mepharshim explained, the Isha Daiko Mintzava is not there. Because there are no consequences to her taking Ksuba. A woman comes into the bed and says, my husband died, I need my tzuba. If we give her the tzuba and then he shows up, what we do is she owes him back the money. So, we're going to believe her to give her the money, but there are no consequences.
Not automatic.
The what?
First of all, yeah, when she's coming for tzuba, it means that...
She thinks she's not interested in getting married. That means he's not doing a good enough investigation. What makes a woman investigate is to know if I get married and he comes back, I'm going to hang on a tree. No woman wants to hang on that tree. She'll be the talk of the town. Her kids are mamzer, mizer, mizer, teitzer, mizer, mizer, eilot, super, mizer, mizer, all the things that will throw the book at her. So therefore, she'll be very careful before she walks in and says, I want to get married, and goes and gets married. This woman did not express an interest in getting married. She wants money. So we say her investigation is not going to be on the same level. Because the raya is, for money, there's no consequences. What are we threatening her with? If he shows up, what?
When you say the fear of showing up, that specifically if she...
Well, that's the Isha Daiko Mintzava. That's why we threw the book at her.
It's not a fear if she stays in a single
What?
It's not a fear if she
exactly.
Stays
exactly. The woman that's coming to get a hetter to get married wants to get married. She doesn't want to stay a single woman. Staying a single woman, who cares if her husband died or not?
We don't employ We don't put that on the every woman that comes like this.
She came in and said, I want my money. She didn't say, she came in and said, Bezin, my husband died, I want my money.
I don't want to be alone.
She didn't say it.
Right. Okay.
Listen.
She has to say it specifically, we don't make it inherent.
No, she just comes along and says, her husband died, that's enough.
Because a normal woman is coming to say her husband died because she wants to get remarried. Why else is she coming?
I mean, it might be too late, but there's no desire to get married. She says, she rejects all shidduchim and everything like that, then that's also a little suspicious.
That's not Raya. She might not have found somebody that's good for her.
So, what were you saying, that she shouldn't be believed?
That might be too late at that point, because she was already granted her divorce. But
again,
I mean,
her heter. Again. She doesn't have to marry any Tom, Dick, and Harry. Zuck the Gemara, Rashi. Zuck Rashi. I died to the Ksuba, so I'm a fuck my money, Sadi Bina.
What?
What?
Is there enough?
I don't think so. Crack the Gemari Boilu, Yadashaila. He Tiruni li Nate Tnuli Ksubasi, Mao. What if she comes in Beth and asks for both? Beth and my husband died, I'd like to get married, and I want my Ksuba. Do we say, Kivan Dharma Ksubasa, I died to the Ksubasa, sorry? Do we say, the fact that she mentions money, we say, whoa, even though she wants to get married, but she wants the money and that's her driving force, and therefore she's not doing a proper investigation? I do, but call me Lidis Levin, Shamu Lubedina. Really, she wants to get married. But people have a tendency to talk in bed. And I want to get married, I need my money. Then Tim Tilai, call me Lidis Levin, Shamu Lubedina. What if she said it the other way? Tunulik Subasi, Vituruna, and Nase. Can you give me my money and I also want to get married? Mao, how about that? I did Subasasi? She made it first. I do, ma. This is an interesting Gemara. There are women that make a mistake that many men make. They think the ksuba is a marital document. They think they need a ksuba as part of the heter process. They don't realize that marriage ends either with get or with misa, and ksuba is an extra, it's a financial document. In their mind, ksuba is part of their marriage. So here is the woman wanting to get married, so she comes to Bezdin and says, Bezdin, give me my ksuba and I can get married. In her mind, that's part of her heter. Some people have that misconception about a ksuba. That's why she's mentioning the ksuba. The Rai is right afterwards, she says, I want to get married.
She's holding the document. She's supposed to.
Give me the money. She thinks that being paid the ksuba is part of the heter. By the way, a lot of people think that way. You ask people what's a ksuba, they won't tell you it's a financial document. They'll tell you it's part of marriage. She walks into Bezin and says, Bezin, can I collect this and let me get married? Now, it can be one of two things. What? She thinks that's how she gets mutter. She thinks that she can't get mutter unless she collects a ksuba. What?
She reads it?
You say
nobody reads it.
Again, I'm trying to figure out what your question is.
People aren't smart enough to know what a ksuba is.
That's what the Gemara is considering. Is that a fact or not?
And if they're not smart enough
to understand it. So then you're not asking for money's sake. She's asking for money so she can get married. So she can get married. And then she would be believed.
And ends up being a
teiku. Correct. We don't know. I mean,
she's coming with her documentation of marriage.
Exactly.
She shows that's all she has.
She only said Tzulik Sabasi.
No. When she said Tzulik Sabasi and doesn't mention marriage, this lady wants money. First thing, Gemara has a Shiloh, which says marry and Ksuba. If you say that's good, how about Ksuba and marry?
And if Bez doesn't after that, if she only said Zulik Subasi, Bez just keeps quiet and says, okay, we get nothing.
So they didn't keep quiet. They said you get nothing.
No, what I'm saying is, this is what we had before.
Why shouldn't she get her money?
What?
Because she's not believed.
She's only doing it for the money. But the point of it is, they don't know if she would just talk a little bit more and say, you know, he died 6 months ago.
They'll ask her why.
You do Risha v'Chakira, and if it never, that's why it's so hard for me to comprehend this for 20 minutes. You don't ask anything that doesn't. Did he die? Well, 6 months ago, I did all the investigation I could, and there's nothing here, I just give him the super, and then we'll go from there. You don't say anything, Ben doesn't keep quiet, it seems like it's missing so much. Ben doesn't keep quiet.
She can say anything she wants. If she doesn't say, I want to get married, she says, give me my super, but we don't trust that she did a good enough investigation.
And she says he died 5 months ago.
Okay, fine. That's very nice. So you're finished up, Alice. You're past question. What do you want? What do you want?
What we're trying to say with that is
what? We don't give money away without Alice.
But she's starving and her husband's not around.
Again, that's a different story now. A woman that goes to her husband went to Medina Sayyam. We go into his property and get her enough money from his Zaynus. We don't let her starve. Adarabba. The more alive he is, the more Mizaynus he's entitled to.
She can't say that she needs the money.
She wants to go buy a house, play the stock market. She's not interested in getting a check for $24 a day for her food.
She's more financially stable than her husband anyway. Is that what she's concerned about?
Oh, again. She came in and said, give me my supper. She didn't say, I want to get married. She didn't say anything. She just said, he died, I want my supper.
Maybe should be more marriageable with supper?
Maybe. Well, she didn't ask for marriage. That's the red flag. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Once we mat her, she gets the ksuba, the mesefer ksuba numa. The other, but my mishtar, you keep the skir nesuin. Gaoya died to the mishras. By saying, I want to get married, it means she really wants to get married. While the hamri bereshit through the ksuba, shemek svura, he's the zuha tirasa. She thought the collection of the ksuba is what releases her. A lot of people make that mistake. Ksuba is a financial document that has zero to do with marital status. But not everybody realizes that. It's done under the chuppah, they give a keyboard, kriyas ksubah. Kriyas ksubah is like reading the New York Times. It's zero keyboard involved in that, by the way. The reason we read the ksubah under the chuppah is to break a break between Kedushin and Nesuah. We do Kedushin and Nesuah right next to each other. We want to take a break between the two. So what are you supposed to do there? Twiddle your thumb? So they read the ksubah.
They
can read the New York Times. I mean, the New York Times not your paper, it's anti-Semitic. The Atad, they can read the Atad. But
sometimes people can't read it
until
the year.
If you have to explain the joke, it's not good. What's the name again? But yeah, but that's why the reason it's chuppah. Tonight, the reason it's the keyboard is because it's under the chuppah and it's right after Seder Kedushin. So it's like a chashma thing. Also, you know how to read the Aramaic. That's also covered now, that you can read the Aramaic. But that's what it is. It's not. There's no. It's a financial document that has to be there by a marriage, because Chazal made a takana with no ksuba. You can't stay with your wife. Because we don't want marriages to break up. It's a total financial document. There's no matrimonial sanctity, if that's the right word, to ksuba.
Allows the husband and the wife together.
Only because Chazal were afraid. If you didn't have a ksuba, you'd get rid of her. Okay, everybody have a wonderful day.
Thank you.